All right, let's get on with the music club, shall we?
Friends, oh yes, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
I said no ice. No ice! All right, on we go. Coming up, Dan Durkholz, our roving musical journalist, turning us on to some national sounds. A band's coming through town and new releases on the way and a concert not in the immediate future, but they announced it today. Pretty excited about this, classic rock fans. Bob Seger and Joe Walsh. I think that is a great bill. On to the Music Club, and Samantha Fisher is with us from Play It Forward STL and just a local groupie, you know, for a lot of bands and stuff. So, hi, Princess.
Hi, honey. Do we have to use the word groupie? Sounds so 60s.
Muse. She's a musical muse. We're Band-Aids. But we're Band-Aids. How have you been?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
You're fabulous?
Yeah, I was adjusting these headphones. Who wore these last?
Well, they're mine, so probably me.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Sorry about the big head comment. Didn't mean it. No, they're fine. Thank you.
Covers up the point. which, by the way, love the new hairstyle you're rocking.
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry.
It looks terrific. Love the new hairstyle you're rocking. There you go. You got it twice. All right. Before we get into local music, let's talk a little bit about Play It Forward and your efforts to get instruments into the hands of kids who wouldn't otherwise have the experience of music. And I think it's so awesome. Just one of the many awesomeness things about you. Play It Forward. I wasn't done with the plug. PlayItForwardSTL.org, the website. So what's going on? What dreams have you made come true lately?
Well, this is kind of exciting.
Well, tell me.
Okay, so Don Gibsby at Granite City High School, him and I did a little bit of work together last year, and we coordinated again this year. And, you know, we did the show with the Well Hungarians and Jack Schmidt Ford
right.
a couple of weeks ago.
Out in Breeze.
Out in Breeze, Illinois. Great night. I think cash-wise, they raised, like, I don't know, $1,500.
Nice.
A bunch of instruments came in. And, of course, I already have an inventory of some stuff that's already been collected. So he's coming out to my house tomorrow night, and he's walking away with thousands of dollars worth of instruments. And then on a Monday, the Well Hungarians, myself, and Jack Schmidt Ford are going to their school, and we're going to present them 9 acoustic guitars. And with that, he is going to actually start a guitar class because he has such a high demand for it. I mean, they teach orchestra and other things, but these, you know, younger people, they want to play the guitar, man. So, yeah we're going to, Play It Forward's going to provide that for them.
Awesome. What are you looking for right now?
I would like some keyboards, I think, and a baritone. I need a baritone. I know that.
That's just saxophone, right?
I think so.
Okay. PlayItForwardSTL.org if you can help. And monetary donations are nice, too, because quite often Sam will go out and buy the instruments that are needed and give it to the kids. So
yeah, we can purchase all kinds of things. And, you know, sometimes we do give checks to the school so that they can use it for their needs, books, equipment, cleaning supplies, music stands, so many little things. So young people like to play music. Speaking of, I saw a young friend of mine tonight. His name's Zachary. He's a musician. And I told him I'm going to spin some of his music. He's not in a band. But these are why these young kids are so passionate about this music. I love it.
And so we're going to get some of that tonight? Is that what we're going to start with? Because that would have been a great segue.
I know, but unfortunately, no.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go better, though. Bigger and better.
What are we doing?
Funky Butt Brass Band.
Love that. You know, they came in the studio one time and just a blast.
We talked about that before.
Love them.
There's so many of them.
In the band?
Yeah.
How many are there?
I think there's like nine.
Are there like nine guys? They're terrific, though.
Yeah. Tim Halpin, great, big fan, have been for many years. So on Friday, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Funky Butt Brass Band at the Sheldon doing the Funky Dog Gumbo Ball. I think this is the third year or maybe the fourth year.
So what you're saying is the Funky Butt Brass Band, is it the Funky Dog Gumbo Ball?
I said it.
I know. I'm stunned, actually.
I practiced all day.
Now, where will the Funky Dog Gumbo Ball featuring the Funky Butt Brass Band be?
And Gumbo Head and Dogtown All-Stars at the Sheldon Concert Hall, 3648 Washington Avenue.
And I believe Funkestra is also playing.
Funkestra.
Give them some love.
Is also playing. I'm not familiar with them, but
yeah,
I think...
the emphasis in the right spot. I think it's the only band that Bennett isn't the drummer of.
But I do, with the name Funk in it, I'm thinking it's something to do with Andy Coco.
You think so?
Absolutely.
All right. So that's a big bill. And
that's
the Sheldon.
Huge.
Can't go wrong there. That's 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Sheldon. $15. Are you kidding me?
That's it. That's
for
like less
all
than...
of that entertainment.
I know. And it's a ball. So I can't imagine what a great time that's going to be. Maybe we'll get invited.
I'll be here. So
maybe I'll go.
It's safe for them to invite me. People always, hey, I want to take you out to dinner on Thursday because you know I got to be at work. That's why. Did you bring some? Did you bring a Funky Butt with you, so
oh,
to
man.
Speak?
You know I did. So if you want more information, obviously funkybuttbrassband.com. And this is a great track called A Certain Girl.
But Brass Band playing at the Funky Dog Gumbo Ball tomorrow night at the Sheldon Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, $15 gets you in for not only them, but Gumbo Head, Dogtown All-Stars, and Funkestra, Funky Butt Brass Band for more information online, or the Sheldon Concert Hall's website, I'm sure, to get some tickets. You're still dancing and the music is stopped,
I am
Sam.
Still moving and grooving to
Are
that
okay?
track. I love that music. Yeah. It's Mardi Gras. I mean, doesn't get any better.
You ever heard them play like Jackson 5?
Oh, honey. I mean, they blow me away. Yeah. All their
well,
music.
I guess they play at the Broadway Oyster Bar a lot, and you happen to be disseminating beverages.
They do. So. And speaking of Mardi Gras, kegs and eggs at the Oyster Bar, Saturday day parade starts at 8 a.m.
That's
$20.
A week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday, February 9th.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Let's do some more Mardi Gras bands.
You're going to kind of run with the theme tonight.
I think I will.
All right.
Thanks. We just talked about this. Gumbo Head, obviously, are going to be at the Funky Dog Gumbo Ball at the Sheldon, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Also, on Mardi Gras Day, Saturday, February 9th, they're at the Old Rock House, great venue downtown. And on Fat Tuesday, speaking of the Oyster Bar, they're going to join our crew there to ring in the last parade.
Yeah, for Gumbo Head, it's pretty much like December 23rd, 24th for a mall Santa. They'll probably play 5-6 shows in a single day. Gumbohead.com, to the website. Did you bring us music from them, he said knowingly.
One of my favorites, Stir the Pot.
Mama and Chili Pepper Papa went to the Mardi Gras ball. Went to the Mardi Gras ball. Man, you should have seen them all. They were dancing all night, and man, they did it right, making filet gumbo. Chili Pepper Papa said to Hot Skillet Mama, you know you got to stir that pot. You know you got to stir that pot. You got to stir it rather than not. If you want to do it right, you got to stir it all night, making filet gumbo. Stir. Bye.
Gumbo Head and a tune called Stir the Pot. What's that from? Is that from a CD? Do you know?
Yes.
Yes, you have no idea. I know that look. There's a dog just saw a card trick. I know that face. I know that face. Also, since we're talking Mardi Gras music and stuff, Pet Parade Day, they're the Grand Marshals of the Pet Parade. They're also going to be performing at the Pet Parade, the Bacon Brothers, Kevin Bacon and his brother.
Really?
Yes. You did not know that?
No, I keep hearing about Kevin Bacon being a musician. I've never seen him.
He's got a band. He's going to play Pet Parade, so he's going to be here.
It kind of reminds me of like the Lieutenant Dan band. I think these guys are actors.
Well, sure. Dennis Quaid, we opened up for him over at the Casino
Queen. At the casino? I heard about that.
That was a weird deal. That was in his...
Was he going through something at
that
time?
It was the post-Meg Ryan thing.
Right, that was it.
And his manager's like, you know, feel free to talk to Dennis, whatever. But don't mention Meg Ryan to him. So I had no intention of mentioning Meg because she had been on People magazine on the cover the week before. Free of Dennis, I think is what it said in big letters. So, of course, I wasn't going to bring it up. So, of course, after this guy plants the seed in my head, I hear myself going, hey, nice to meet you. Oh, oh, hey, oh. Which, so, when I saw him and we talked, I just said, what's up? What's up, dude? And then...
How you doing, man? How you doing?
While I'm mid-story, so we're playing, and two of the guitar players, and we only have two... Both, like, break a string simultaneously, so they have to stop and restring. So it was like, Carney, get on the mic. Kill some time. So I just started talking about stuff. Hey, it's a great, happy 4th of July. And good to be out here, and, you know, it's really good to be part of this. Boy, you're going to have a great afternoon of some music, because when we get done on the stage, right up on this very stage, some terrific music from Randy Quaid and his band, and I'm hearing this. Randy's going to be up in a while. And I look over, and there's like a trailer that served as like the backstage area. And Dennis is banging in the window, looking at me furious. Dennis, it's Dennis. It's Dennis. Randy and the guys are going to be up here in a little while. And don't ask him about Meg. Have a good time today. Yeah, so we're tight. We're very tight. I just saw a crappy movie last week, and he was in it. It's called Movie 43, Movie 47, and it is so vile and so disgusting and so sophomoric in its vulgar humor. I can tell you nothing of the picture.
What happened to that guy? So back to the parade. Is Kevin Bacon, or is it... Dennis Quaid playing.
Kevin, I don't have a Kevin Bacon story.
Oh, you don't have a 3 separations degrees of Kevin?
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's called, if you're going to play the game, know what it's called, for goodness sakes, young lady. That's the Pet Parade. That's this weekend, right?
Pet Parade. That is on Sunday.
And what's the deal with Clementines? You had a little history.
I didn't know this. And our next artist is Bob Case, because in my opinion, you can't do a Mardi Gras segment without Bob Case.
He is the ultimate mall Santa.
He is the ultimate. He had so many gigs, I couldn't write them all down.
Oh, I bet.
But he was telling me today at Clementine's in Soulard area, which we all know and love. It's been there for many years. The Pet Parade actually started from Clementine's 18 years ago, because the owners went to New Orleans. They were partners. And they came back, and when they were in New Orleans, they saw this pub that did the Pet Parade with all the outfits and everything. They came home, and the next year they launched it at their place, and Bob Case actually played the very first pet parade. And, of course, it's grown over the years. And it used to be called, what is the Miskatonic Crew of Barkus?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
And of course, now it's sponsored by...
Now it's the Bacon Strips.
The Bacon Strips, Purina, which is fine. You know, things sure. grow. But it originally started right here, Clementine's, Soulard, St. Louis, Missouri. And I love that.
I appreciate that little bit of history there.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so Bob Case
I appreciate
is going to...
your story about
You know
Dennis.
What? I didn't really feel the love.
I know. I was listening. Just because I was twirling this part of my hair.
You sent like three texts while I was telling that story. So
did you get them?
It kind of hurt my feelings. She was heckling me from 3 feet away. I did that today at lunch. I texted my wife who was sitting next to me. Such a dope. Okay. Bob Case, is he
Bob
playing
Case.
Anytime soon?
Oh, my gosh. He's playing so much this weekend. Just look him up. You'll find him anywhere. But on Saturday, Sunday, this Sunday from 11 to 3, of course, at Clementine's kicking off the parade. Saturday, February 9th, you can find him at BB's from 2 to 5. And I'm sure they have a whole lineup of music. And this I really like. And this is what I like about Bob Case in St. Louis. Sunday, February 10th, he'll be at the St. Louis Zoo from 11 to 4, leading off the Children's Mardi Gras at downtown St. Louis Zoo. Very cool stuff.
Downtown St. Louis Zoo?
Isn't it downtown?
No, honey, it's not.
Oh.
It's in Forest Park. It's in Midtown.
Midtown.
It's about 10 miles, 15 miles from downtown.
All right. Well, I'm trying to be a city girl.
Tourist. All right, so a lot of stuff from Bob Case, and we're going to go out with some of his stuff. Don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information about the charitable arm. And her other arm isn't bad looking either. Samantha Fisher, thank you as always.
What takes us
out here?
Oh, this is a great track, Drop Down Mama.
We'll do that with our Mardi Gras theme. Also, we've got Dan Dirkholtz coming up. We'll take it national here in just a second. Stick around. More Thursday Night Music Club. Come on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your daddy see, got something baby keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me now, fool around all night long. May think I'm crazy, but baby I know right from wrong. Jack Diamond stole the queen of spades. Come on little girl, let's get out of those creeping ways. My mama don't